top stories happening in Houston.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I don't know how much good news you can take, but today the holiday menu is back at Starbucks.
Oh, that's what we need to start our day.
Now, here's the interesting thing. From our studio, we can see the line at the Starbucks, which is next door to us in a shopping center.
Yes.
And so Mo judges, like, what kind of day it is, depending on the line that's going to be at Starbucks. What are you thinking for today?
I'm thinking it's going to be a heavy day.
I think so, too.
I'll keep y'all posted, though.
Good. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to do another edition of Jury Duty. Your opinion helps us get the verdict. No right or wrong answers. Also, Mono's Country, that's at 5:52 this morning. And good news, we'll have that for you with the 610 Amen. That's coming up in just a second. But right now, let's get you updated as you wake up. Find out what the top three things are trending in Texas this morning.
Number three.
The Houston Fire Department mourning a heavy loss this morning after losing one of their own, battling a four-alarm fire in the East End overnight. I guess just before 11 p.m., crews were called to a warehouse that was just covered in flames, and then it escalated from there. A mayday was called, then the third alarm, a wall collapsed, and that's where two firefighters were injured. One of them went to the hospital's okay. The other firefighter tragically died at the hospital. Obviously sending so much love to his family and all of our first responders.
Number two.
Hurricane Rafael has moved ashore in Cuba as a powerful Category 3 storm. Winds 115 miles per hour. Horrifying. Bottom line, though, as we're looking to how this could affect us, it's worth keeping an eye on, but the data we have right now gives us confidence that he won't be a huge problem for us and maybe not even for the state of Texas at all.
And the top story trending in Texas.
All right, y'all. Yesterday, Major League Baseball had GM meetings.
Uh-oh.
The GMs are the coaches, right?
No. They're the people that hire them?
They're
like the big boss here, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, they can't speak about Alex Bregman because he's a free agent.
Oh, no.
But his agent was at these meetings.
Oh, good.
And the Astros made it very clear that their top priority is re-signing Alex Bregman, okay?
Okay, good. Good to know.
Don't say but. No. That was good. And the end.
The agent revealed that Alex Bregman had to have surgery to remove a bone chip from his right elbow. Ooh. Allegedly, he's going to be back to swinging in a few weeks. As he's going through that whole process, obviously, we're all just, like, anxiously awaiting updates. Yeah, wishing him the best on his recovery, but...
Let's go back to the... They were there, and they're top priority.
Yeah, top priority.
Those are the top three things that you're going to be hearing about all day today. Top three things that are trending in Texas, and they're powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together to celebrate a little good news. And I feel like we need a little good news this morning. This story is about Halloween. Now, I know Halloween's over. I didn't ask how trick-or-treating went. Mo, Eric,
I'm assuming okay? Yes, sir.
It was great. Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. Because trick-or-treating at this lady's house in Detroit was something different. She has a special needs son, and his favorite holiday is Halloween. But, unfortunately... He got sick and had to go to the hospital right before Halloween. So she put a sign out in front of her house that said, "Sorry, no candy. My son is in the hospital." Just letting folks know in the neighborhood because they all came around because her house was always one of those houses that you visited on Halloween.
Yeah.
She said she just wanted parents to know that she wasn't going to be home and they weren't going to have the decorations going like they normally do. But apparently... The folks in her neighborhood and some of the kids thought it meant that her special needs son wasn't going to get any candy. So she was at the hospital on Halloween night when the doorbell camera started going off. She said it sounded like bells going off everywhere.
Tons of kids are dumping baskets of candy out for my son. It's just amazing of what the parents have raised these kids to be. It was just so thoughtful going beyond that extra mile for somebody.
I love this story. She said, yep, they thought that her son wasn't going to get candy, so kids were bringing their candy to her house and leaving it on the doorstep.
So sweet.
I love this story. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, a little good news to get you started. Can I get an amen for this story?
Amen.
And that's what it's all about. We take a little time to celebrate good news every day. If you have a story you think we should feature, local or wherever you see it, you just email me and let me know. George at The Bull Houston, and you could be our next amen here on The Bull. I think I'm about to be arrested for the silliest reason you can ever imagine. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. This wedding, okay, my son got married recently, right? And this wedding,
woo! Yeah,
is going to get me in prison.
I can't wait. I'm actually here for all of this tea, George.
So we had a rehearsal dinner. That's the groom's family, right? It's responsible for rehearsal dinner at weddings.
Oh, okay.
So we had the wedding rehearsal dinner at this really nice restaurant. And you had to pay like everything, right? You had to pay up front.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So at the end of the evening, we had a couple of bottles of wine left over.
Oh, nice.
In order to leave with those bottles of wine, they have to be uncorked, right? You just can't take bottles of wine out of this
restaurant.
Okay,
they can't just sell you bottles of wine.
They're not just selling bottles of wine like a liquor store. So they don't want to get in trouble with alcoholic beverage control people, right? I took the bottles of wine and I left.
Oh.
And now my wife says they're going to come after me and they're going to lock me up.
That's such a George thing. I paid for these bottles.
They're mine.
But I paid for these bottles of wine. She was like, well, they have to uncork them. I was like, well, if they uncork them, then the wine's no good in like a week.
You have to drink it right away.
Because you have to drink it right away. So I'm taking these bottles home with me. And now I've broken the law, evidently.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Does
that make me sexier that I'm a bad boy like that, breaking the law?
You're gonna be getting tattoos before we know it, George.
I love that she refused to answer that question.
Okay, we'll just slide by that one. Okay, so what's the craziest reason you've ever been arrested? Craziest arrest story, 713-881-5500. Well, you're so sweet and innocent. I can't imagine that you have like a crazy reason that you got in trouble.
On Halloween in college.
Okay. I love the start of this.
I was dressed like an oversized cowgirl. So I had like a cowgirl hat that was like 18 sizes bigger than it should be, like comical.
Right.
Okay.
And the police come in and they're like, who's been drinking? And everyone raises their hand except for me.
And you have an oversized hat on.
I had to go in the hallway and everyone else is like, why didn't you just tell the truth? I was like, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Mr. Police, just move along.
Why?
You got a crazy arrest story we'd like to know. Eric?
Oh, of course, George.
I was going to say.
There's probably a ton.
You already have the tattoos. You are the sexy bad boy on the show.
I've been thrown in handcuffs a bunch of times and all misunderstandings. But one of them, I used to live next to a guy who participated in recreational activities that altered his brain.
Okay.
Let's say that, okay?
Okay.
All of them.
Okay.
Imagine all of them. He would do them all at the same time.
Okay.
And he used to think that I would travel with a little green gnome. He told me every day, I see that little green gnome. I see him on your shoulder every day you walk by. He eventually called the police on me, thinking that I had broken into his house. The police busted into my home.
No,
eight police officers,
Eric,
gun to my head, and they put me in handcuffs and pulled me out of my own home in my pajamas. And he said, I got him. I got that little green guy.
And then what?
And then I had to talk to the police in front of all of my neighbors.
Yeah.
Thrown up against a wall. It was insane.
That's a crazy arrest story.
This is what's coming for George, just so you know.
Exactly. 713-881-5500. Jerry is in Dayton. Jerry, tell me your crazy arrest story.
Yeah, me and my wife was traveling to Arkansas. This was probably about 20 years ago. Well, I was 17. She was 16. Well, she didn't quite have her license yet, so we was letting her drive.
Wait, she didn't have her license and you were letting her drive?
Yeah, well, you know, it didn't seem like it was that bad of an idea. I mean, she was getting them. She just didn't have them yet.
Yeah, you were only a year older than her. I get it.
Yeah, so anyway, we get pulled over and the cop comes up there, you know, runs her name, runs my name, and he gets me out of the car. He says he's going to take me to jail for letting an unlicensed driver drive. Then after that, he told her, to follow us to the little local police station, and she could probably bomb me out within 2 hours.
Wait, I thought that was the problem when she was driving.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. How much did this cost you?
About $240.
Oh, damn.
My gosh. Oh, my Lord. Craziest reasons you've been arrested. 713-881-5500. We can't wait to hear your stories next on The Bull. 10-Man Jam happens on Monday night at House of Blues. Next chance to win your tickets in comes up at 720 here on 100.3 The Bull. Okay, I know exactly why I'm going to go to prison. Because I stole wine without getting it uncorked after the bachelor, or not the bachelor party, but the wedding party, the rehearsal dinner.
You broke the law, George.
Rebel. You're a rebel, George.
I know why I'm going to jail, but Ashley in Montgomery, you didn't know why you got arrested. What happened?
I got pulled over, and they just said I had a warrant for my arrest. Let me tell me why. Took me to jail, and it ends up being a warrant for when I was living up in Lubbock. My house got broken into. They stole a checkbook, wrote a bunch of hot checks, and even though we reported the fraud and everything, it still went through, and I got arrested for someone else stealing and writing a hot check.
Hot checks. When I read that on the screen, I thought that was police officers like pulling over hot ladies. Hot, excuse me, ma'am. We're doing hot checks today.
Ashley. I only went to jail. Like strip search.
Whoa! No way! Really?
Oh, you don't get that back.
For some, no.
Oh. Ma'am, we're going to need to strip search you. This is a hot check.
Yep. Wasn't even mine. Someone else wrote it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Ashley, I'm so glad that you can laugh about this, though. Now, I'm glad that you're still laughing about it.
I mean, that's all you can do is laugh and just be like, well, I went to prison.
I love you.
Oh, wow. It's like when my family comes to see me on visiting days at the big house.
My word.
Crazy arrest story. 713-881-5500 is the number.
Steve's on the phone in Katy. Hey, Steve, what happened to you?
Hey. Well, this was a while back. It was a college day. My girl and I were in the back of her car building a nice pillow fort. And next thing you know, we realized we should have had tinted windows, of course. Uh-huh. Apparently,
oh no,
happened on the window.
You cut out. See what happened? Apparently, what?
The police ended up tapping on both sides of the vehicle's windows. And want me to stop building the pillow fort.
Yes, immediately.
I'm very proud of my effort. I did not want to stop. So I finished the pillow fort.
No, and, you did not.
While we locked the doors, of course. Next thing you know, I'm in the back of a police car with her, and we're in handcuffs, and we ended up at the jail, but they did release us.
Oh my goodness. I have record, so many jokes
really
I can't tell
for.
Right now.
For the record, it really
good.
Steve, I have to tell you, I love you so much because you gave yourself a shout out. I was pretty proud of my effort.
You really did.
All right, craziest arrest stories. You will never, ever disappoint on the Morning Bull. All right, let's call this to order on jury duty. Here's the situation. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we had a jury duty that Eric was not happy with the outcome.
No. Yes. Yesterday, we asked, when your mom is in your home, who rules? You or your mom? And it was unanimous. We rule.
No. Here's the thing.
Eric refuses to believe it because it was all females on the jury. And we can handle our mothers.
My mom comes to town and she says, I supersede the rules. I gave birth to you. You may create the rules in your house, but I am above your rules.
And
I am your mother.
She steps on your wife.
Yeah.
And so this caused a fight in my house because my wife goes, see, I'm always telling you, stand up to your mom. Mm-hmm. Stand up to your mom and you never do it. And I said, it wasn't a fair jury.
So here's the thing. I kind of agree with Eric that it needs to be a jury of his peers.
I don't know. I think we got strong men that listen to our show.
No, do not sway this jury. You do not do that.
Here's the question. When your mom is in your home, Who rules, you or her?
All right, Chris and Conroe, you're married with three kids. Your mom lives in Florida. She comes here to Texas to visit. And when she does, who rules, you or her?
I rule with the exception of how she spoils the grandkids.
Fair. See?
That's okay. Different.
And you no, that's not different.
Eric only wants us to be on his side.
No, that is one of the rules.
Chris, you have to say you or her.
Oh, well, definitely I rule then.
Okay, all right. See? Yeah. See? Okay, we got it there. So right. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
I love that she spoils your grandbabies.
Strong men on the jury.
No, you're tampering with this jury.
Keith is on the phone.
Yeah, let's go to Keith. Yeah.
He's been married 29 years. His mom lives here in town. Keith, when your mom is in your home, who rules, you or her?
My house, my rules.
Thank you.
There we go. Amen, brother.
Not the heart.
Amen. No.
See, you've already tampered with the jury.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you judged them before they ever went through.
Eric, be stronger. Let's go.
I'm being honest.
All right. Let's go to CJ in Pasadena. CJ, juror number three. In your house, when your mom comes to visit, does she supersede your rules?
Eric, I just want to let you know, it's not my house, my rules.
Okay.
No, it's no pay, no say.
Okay.
So she doesn't pay any of your bills, so she gets no say.
Absolutely none. My mom could stay for a week, a month, or a year. It is mine.
We love our moms.
Right. I like that. No pay, no say.
That works for kids too, doesn't it?
All right, juror number four, Mo.
That's Davin in Baytown. Hey, friend, this is unique. You're single. Okay.
Yes.
So when your mom is in your house, who rules, you or her?
So I respect my mother a lot, but when you come to my house, it's my rules. Just as if I was going to her house, it's her rules.
Okay.
Now, I do respect her, but it's my house, my rules.
Okay. I was going to give you a little leeway because you're still single.
So if you have an argument with your mom about something, she says, I'm just cleaning this up. Leave me alone. You say, stop it. You have an argument and you win every time.
Yes, because I feel like she's the guest and I should be the one cleaning. Guest should be cleaning.
That's sweet. My mom can clean my house in her shoes.
Just so we're clear. Anybody can clean Mo's house anytime they want to. All right, juror number five. Corey's in Pasadena. Three kids. Corey, says you're divorced here, but here's the question this morning.
When your mom is in your home, who rules, you or her?
So I was married for 16 years and not going to lie, I'm a proud Christian man, so whenever my mom comes to my house, my mom was the one to tell everyone what to do. Even whenever my ex-wife's mom would be in the house, she would tell everyone what to do.
Okay.
I'd like to stand up for the Jesus-loving people who also can stand up to our mothers, just to be fair.
And Corey, I really appreciate you. I love you for supporting me. Mm-hmm. It worries me a little bit that you're divorced.
Well, I work a lot.
Okay, good. I don't do that. That's not a problem with my life.
How much do you want to stand up, Eric?
This is like therapy. Holy moly.
All right, Mo, jury duty today. The question was,
when your mom's in your home, who rules? Gentlemen, you or her? And the gentlemen have spoken. They rule. Do you have any final closing arguments?
My mom probably does, though.
Let's get her on the phone.
It's jury duty. We do it every morning here on 100.3 The Bull.
That's right.
It's time for 10-Minute Tune. It works this way. Every morning, you call in and you make suggestions. Sometimes they're crazy. Sometimes they're serious. Whatever you have in mind. If Eric likes your suggestion, he makes a song out of it. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
David's on the phone in League City. Hey, David, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Okay, I'll give up on potatoes, holiday potatoes.
Not giving up. All right, let me just catch everybody up unfamiliar. Mm-hmm. David has been calling in. He wants Eric to do a song about potatoes. But you did a song about potatoes.
I did five songs about potatoes.
We had a potato week, right?
Yes. To get back at all the people who wanted me to sing about potatoes for so long. Mm-hmm. And now David.
But that was a long time ago.
David's back.
He's trying a different tack today. At least he's wanting holiday potatoes.
You gotta give him back.
All right, David. I appreciate your dedication. I really do.
I do. Yes. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. 713-881-5500.
All right. Bria, she's 12? 12 in Conroe. She's got a suggestion today. Hey, what should I sing about, Bria?
I think you should sing about cereal.
Like breakfast cereal?
Yeah.
Bria, that's an amazing suggestion. What is your favorite kind of cereal?
I like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Solid choice.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay.
You got brothers and sisters, Bria?
I got three sisters.
What kind of cereal do they like?
Okay, yeah.
They like Captain Crunch and Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Captain Crunch, Lucky Charms.
Okay, I'm writing it all down.
Great suggestion, sister.
You have
a
great day at school today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's go to Marisol. Marisol, here in Houston, what do you want Eric to sing about today?
People that pick their noses when they're driving.
Ew!
Haven't you done that song, too?
Marisol, you're in luck. We did that a couple of weeks ago. Shut. We did all the weird things you see in people's cars.
I
thought I remembered a pick a nose.
Yeah. So get the Audacy app, AUDACY, and follow the podcast.
You know what? If you just go on the Audacy app, use your finger and really dig in there.
Oh my gosh.
If you dig in there, Marisol, you can find it. So. All right, Eric, what are we going to sing about today?
Well, I think I've got to do cereal just because it's going to make David so mad that I did another food.
And not potatoes.
Oh,
she was so cute.
So just to get back at David, I'm going to do cereal. And she mentioned Cheerios, mm-hmm. Cap'n Crunch, Lucky Charms for her sisters.
Yes,
I'll try to include those in the song too.
All right. That's the suggestion we're going with today. Let's see what he can create. It's our 10-minute tune, and it's next on The Bull. Morgan Wallen to get your morning started. And thanks to Carrie, who messaged in just a few minutes ago and says that she always takes us into work with her so she can hear the 10-minute tune. Thank you, Carrie, for listening on the Audacy app. That could make you eligible to win $5,000 when you listen on the app. All you have to do to get all the details is go to thebullhouston.com. All right, it's time to find out what Eric has created. We do this every morning. You give us suggestions. He creates the song. But Mo, it all starts with those crazy suggestions.
We love them. We can't do them without you. And today's came from Bria in Conroe.
I think you should sing about cereal. I got three sisters. They like Captain Crunch and Lucky Charms.
Okay. Captain Crunch, Lucky Charms. I think she mentioned Honey Nut Cheerios when she called in, too.
Actually sounds amazing right now.
Okay. All right. So are you a cereal? Do you ever do cereal for dinner?
Yes, 100%.
Don't meet you.
Especially when my husband's out of town.
Eric's back in the studio. You never do cereal for dinner?
No, I can't do breakfast for dinner.
We've talked about that before.
That's right.
Weirdo.
You're a weirdo. But speaking of that.
Yeah, speaking of being weirdo.
You also have a weird talent for creating songs. What'd you come up with?
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like doing this as a duet. So I'm going to sing two different voices.
I was going to say, I'm not in.
Yeah, no. It's me and me.
Okay.
In the style of Madonna, Material Girl. I don't know why.
Okay, all right. Here's today's 10-minute tune. Here we go.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch Lucky Charms Frosted Mini Wheats.
Oh, Lord.
Fruit Loops Cheerios Frosted Flakes Life and Rice Krispies.
Captain Crunch Fruity Pebbles Special K Apple Jacks.
Trix Cocoa Puffs Honey Smacks Corn Pops Cookie Crisp and Chex.
Cause I'm living in a cereal world. Yes, I am a cereal girl.
Cause I'm living in a cereal life. And I am a cereal guy.
Okay, you want to know how slow I am today?
What?
When you said you were doing Material Girl, it didn't occur to me until you hit the chorus what you were doing.
Oh, my
cereal.
Goodness.
Sorry, I'm a little slow, too. Well, I like that one.
Yeah, but did Bria and her sisters like that one? Like, we liked it because we know the song.
Yeah. Well, the
call
other thing.
Call us back, girls.
Yeah, the other thing is we ticked off the potato guy.
Here we go. He's calling back.
So I feel like we've hit both of our goals
really
there today.
Did it.
If you want to grab that, you can download the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it and then like the Morning Bullpen podcast, and you will never ever miss a 10-minute tune. the day that we get to see Eric cry.
That's every day. That's most days of my life.
I was going to say it. I think it is most days. Yep. Welcome into the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George. Over there is Mo.
What's up?
Eric with a K here. If you're new to the show, thanks for joining us this morning. You have an important milestone in your life.
Yeah, and I need to really cinch up my emotions before tomorrow. My daughter, Charlie, she is 9 years old. Her first dance is tomorrow.
Her first dance at nine?
Yeah, well, it's a daddy-daughter dance.
At like school?
Oh,
okay. At school, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's at night, like after her brother's already gone to bed, so she gets to stay out late. And so I'm trying to decide all the things to do. Like my wife says I need to like show up at the door with flowers.
Flowers, yeah.
And like a sign or something.
Yeah. Set the bar.
You think I should do all that?
For sure. Oh, at least the flowers.
Okay. So I need to ask her to go to the dance.
Yes.
I'm trying to decide which way I can or should embarrass her the most.
Well, I mean,
should
just I being there?
Yeah, okay, yes.
Yeah, just
being me.
Seeing you. Yeah, it's going to be mortifying.
Should I wear something stupid?
Oh.
No.
Should I dance really dumb?
Okay, that'd be good.
Or should I tell baby stories to her friends?
Oh, no.
I like dancing dumb.
Yeah,
I think you'd probably be good at that.
Yes,
I think you'd be really good at that.
I got, but in all seriousness, yesterday we went dress shopping because this thing came about we found out on Tuesday.
Right.
Because kids don't give you the stupid papers in their backpack.
Yep.
And so we get the email saying, reminder, daddy-daughter dance on Friday.
And you're like, what?
Yeah, she goes, yes, we're going, right? So we go dress shopping yesterday, George.
Wow.
How'd that work out?
And I know you have boys, so I don't know if you've had...
We never had the daddy-daughter dance, so I never went through that.
So I don't know how to react, but she came out in this purple and teal dress. It was shimmery and shiny, and it twirled around when she moved her hips. And I got really choked up, and I just said, you look like an angel. My little girl is growing up, and she's got her braces now, and it just hit me all at once, like in the movies, when you just get a stream of baby pictures, and she was a toddler, and that time she fell, and I held her, and I got choked up and started crying. And she said, can mommy go with me instead?
That's my girl, Charlie. She rolled her eyes so hard.
Oh, every time. It's also a big day for you, though.
Yeah, but I'm not crying about it.
You should be the emotional one today. You should be the emotional one. But instead, we're over here, sopping up the tears for Eric.
This is our show. Today is my baby's second birthday.
Woo! Baby Briggs.
Yeah, I did have an emotion last night. I was like decorating for him. So like, you know, the backdrop for him to take his pictures in front of, the banner that says happy birthday, the balloons that were like $60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But somewhere in our home are the finger puppets with Baby Shark on them, and I have no idea where I hid them.
Oh, you were going to do like that?
I was going to put them out. I can't find them anywhere. I bought them months ago. And so I had an emotion because I was like,
annoyance.
Dang it, I am so dumb. And I'm going to find those things probably when he turns 5. So many cuss words.
Baby Shark finger puppets.
They're somewhere in my house.
I love that the only emotion you can access is annoyance.
This is so on brand.
It is absolutely
on brand.
And by the way, he's 2 years old today, but his head is about the size of a 5-year-old.
Happy birthday, baby Briggs. I can't wait till Monday. Maybe we can get Charlie to call in on the show.
I'm not going to be okay.
I know. She'll be the one that'll be able to tell the story because Eric will be just like a sobbing mess.
And
Monday,
they're going to play like daddy-daughter songs the whole time. And I'm just, I'm not going to be all right. I don't know how to get through this.
Soon as I Hope You Dance comes on, Eric's going to be...
If you get the choice, just sit it out.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Hey, let's go to League City where we find Reagan this morning. And Reagan is going to take on Mo, try to get $100. Reagan, this is how you win the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. The ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Reagan?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of the studio and we'll get this game started, okay?
Get out of there, Mo.
Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, Luke Combs and this country artist, known for hit songs like Springsteen, just hosted the Concert for Carolina, which raised $24.5 million for hurricane relief. Can you name him?
Eric Church.
Question number two. Remember the song Better Dig 2? It was a family affair for Kimberly, Reed, and Neil. Can you name the band who did that song?
Van Perry.
Question number three. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy because they're celebrating the fact that this song just finished 16 weeks at number one. Can you name the singer?
Shaboozy.
Question number four. This 10-man jam artist, when he's not buying a boat or fixing a drink, does great celebrity impressions. Name him.
Chris Jansen.
And question number five. Jelly Roll got emotional on Instagram saying, quote, generational curses have been broken because of y'all. Jelly Roll had just bought what? A, a new car. B, a 500-acre farm. Or C, a mobile sauna.
B.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against today on Mono's Country.
Hey, Reagan, anybody you want to shout out while she walks in here?
So all my friends and neighbors and family.
All right, tell them all that you got 5 out of freaking 5.
Oh, why, y'all?
No way.
Yeah.
Even Reagan was so like, no annoying. Way. 5 out of 5. You know how it works, Mo. I can't give you the answers till the end. Question number one. Mm-hmm. Luke Combs and this country artist, known for hit songs like Springsteen, just hosted the Concert for Carolina and raised $24.5 million for hurricane relief.
That was Eric Church, among others, but Springsteen is Eric Church.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Remember the song Better Dig 2?
Yes.
It was a family affair for Kimberly, Reed, and Neil.
Uh-huh.
Name their band.
They're the band Perry.
Question number three.
George loves her butt.
That is totally valid. I will own up to that. Kimberly hot. Perry, big crush
Smoke
of mine.
Show.
Question number three.
Yes.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy because they're celebrating this song being 16 weeks at number one. A new record. Can you name the singer?
That's Shaboozy.
It is Shaboozy.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
okay. Okay, spoiler alert on that one.
Right.
Question number four.
Yes.
This 10-man artist, when he's not buying a boat or fixing a drink, does great celebrity impressions. Name him.
Buy a boat and fix a drink is Chris Jansen.
And question number five.
Yes.
Jelly Roll got emotional on Instagram saying, quote, generational curses have been broken because of y'all. Was it because Jelly Roll just bought a new car, B, a 500-acre farm, or C, a mobile sauna?
I don't know the answer, but I would assume it is the farm, 500 acres.
Okay, Mo, question number one.
Yes.
Was Eric Church. Question number two, was Kimberly Perry her butt in the band Perry?
All of the above.
And by the way, that got me distracted. That's why I gave you the Shaboozy answer. Shaboozy was correct.
Yes.
And question number four, I'll come back to that one.
Oh.
Question number five, Jelly Roll did buy a big farm just outside of Nashville.
That's exciting.
And first land he'd ever owned.
Aww.
Home of his own. It was very cool.
Interesting.
Now, question number four, the 10-man artist that does great celebrity impressions.
Yeah.
It is Chris Jansen.
Oh.
She got all five too, Reagan.
That means she keeps her money. I'm sorry.
I'll get her next time.
Yes, please.
Congratulations, buddy, but you know for doing so well, but you know what you got to say to get out of here.
This is Reagan from League City and Mo Knows Country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her tomorrow morning, 8:20. You can take $100 from Mo if you can beat her on Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.